I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
It's funny. Dude makes me laugh doing the traffic report. He only gets a few seconds, and he still manages to slide a little something funny in there every time. I love that. I wish everybody paid that kind of attention to their job. Can you imagine? Like, the guy that's directing traffic, 99.99 out of 100 have this desultory, oh, I'm out here directing traffic. But what time would it be? Somewhere late afternoon, say 4 o'clock. If you are southbound on Voss in between Woodway and San Felipe, there is a guy on the west side. So, ladies, if you are coming from Second Baptist Church or Carrabba's, and you're headed down to the United Nations portion of Voss where it turns into Hillcroft. When it turns into Hillcroft, just go ahead and shut it down because you're going to be a while. Because the combination of Indian, Pakistani, Jamaican, every Asian country, Mexican, Honduran, Guatemalan, it's so jammed up, nobody's moving. And the good news is, add to that, everybody's honking. Everybody is honking because that's what they do where they're from. In this country, if you honk, you are prepared to fight. We're throwing hands if you honk. But if you go to India, and I'm not even kidding, there's no lines painted on the road. And a honk could mean any one of the following. And for a particular driver, they mean all of the following at different times. One of them is, hey, I'm going around you, so don't slide over to the side because there's no lane. Remember, there's no lane. I'm going around you. I'm going to try to pass you, so don't drift into my lane. So, bang! Okay? That honk is to tell the guy in front of you, hey, look back. Okay? All right? So that's one option. Another one is go. Let's go. The goats, the cows have been moved out in the middle of the street. What are you doing? Go. Okay. Add to that, you've got something called an auto rickshaw. An auto rickshaw is the go-kart you rode in as a kid. They've put a tarp over the top of it. It's a little three-wheeled go-kart, and it doesn't go very fast. And two people can sit in the back, and the driver sits on a little mini bike. They don't have mini bikes growing up. There's a little mini bike in the front. But boy, he's got him up, honker. And his honker says, I'm just a little auto rickshaw. So you got the guy that's honking because I'm going around you, one side or the other. They'll pass on the right or the left. Doesn't matter. I mean, if we're not going to have markings on the road, then we're going to pass wherever we want, whenever we want. And we're going to honk to tell you we're passing so you don't drift into our lane. Or we're going to honk to tell you to go. Or we're going to honk for some other reason. Because it's a Hindu holiday. I mean, it could be anything. It just could be anything. And then you got, yeah. And then you've got the guy on his cycle, as my wife would say. That is the guy who is bicycling through the middle of the road, even if the traffic gets up to 40 miles an hour. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever seen these people. They're in Houston, and they're treated like some special protected class. They're out in the road. They can't get over 20 miles an hour, but they feel like they should drive on the parkway because they are cyclists. And I really don't know that there is a more entitled group of people than cyclists in Houston, Texas. They're cycling. A vegan is less self-righteous than the cycler in Houston, particularly Inner Loop, particularly, oh, we used to live at Memorial Park, every damn day. And if the traffic, because that's a parkway. It was built on the Bob Moses model of getting people out of downtown, out to the west side without having to use I-10. It's a beautiful parkway where you can move along, and it is actually an attractive drive. And it's an alternative for people that are not on the interstate highway. It was meant to be pre-Waze and pre-app. It was meant to be a way that if you lived in the town, you could get to and from and not have to use the highway that's for people driving from Florida and California and back. But you'd have the cyclist on there. Oh, and the only thing worse than the single cyclist was when they get a group of them. Oh, my, are they righteous. And they love to travel in a pack. They got these groups. The Urban Animals were doing this for a while where they do the, remember the big craze, the inline skating? You remember the big inline skating crowd? Oh, they get about 30 of them, and they gather, and it's all single people. Yes, it is. Oh, you talk about a group of, and you get behind one of them, you're not going anywhere for a while. And they love it. It's this whole pack. Look at that. And they're all dressed up, and they're in between their second and third divorce. And they're just single life's the best. Woo! Then they go for drinks afterwards. Can you tell that inner loop living is not for me at this point in my life any longer? I have moved on. It is more than time for me to move on. There's a photo yesterday of DPS catching these illegal aliens with the assistance of CBP. And these illegal aliens, they've arrested them, or they've detained them, and they've got them sitting on the side of the road. And I got to give the cartels credit. They've dressed them up like cyclists. They look like they're in the MS-150. They got them all dressed. There they are. They're sitting over there. And they're all dressed up like cyclists. But they didn't own the bit. They stopped short. They're wearing tennis shoes. There's your dead giveaway. If they had put them in the cycling shoes with the clip in, where they're actually clipped in and riding, I think the DPS for the first round have to go, okay, you know what? Professional courtesy, we're going to let the first ones through because you did that. That, I will give you credit. That was really good. And I love to think that somebody in the cartel was sitting back and going, okay, you know, they really like cycling there. And I see these people on the highway cycling. We're going to dress y'all up as cyclists. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we're going to dress you up as cyclists. And somewhere he didn't notice, you've got to have the cleats that are impossible to walk anywhere. It's like ski boots when you're not snapped in. But if you're going to own the bit, you're going to carry it to its conclusion. You can't half-ass do it. Put them in the cleat, and that first one can go through. And I say, wherever they go, they go. Because they're probably not going to stop at Houston. Let them go all the way. Do a fun. You know what? We'll make a fundraiser out of it. Let them go all the way to New York, and they can welcome them when they get there, because it's really upsetting New York when these illegal aliens come through. I think it'd be fun to work for the cartels for a little while to think of how we're going to dress the illegals up. Let's make a whole group of Santa Clauses.
The Michael Berry Show. Michael Berry.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe piles, sign poles, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeyardInc.com. 409-788-PIPE. 409-788-PIPE. Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you.
844-846-1010.
A Rhode Island school has encouraged teachers to help one of the students pay off the coyote that brought that student to America. Email shared to Twitter showed Mount Pleasant High School assistant principal Stephanie Harvey asking her colleagues to give money to help an unnamed student pay off a $5,000 debt to the cartel member. Quote, "We have a student who came to America with Coyote, which is a group that helps people," she wrote. "This group gives you a time frame to make a payment of $5,000 to those who bring them to the States. The student was $2,000 short and needed the money by February 1st. In another email shared to social media, Mount Pleasant High School principal Tiffany Delaney said the money collected would be returned because the request was not appropriate. I was informed there was an email seeking financial support for one of our students," she said. "I appreciate the faculty and staff contributing to a cause that supports a student, but the nature of the request is not appropriate." I'd like to have been a fly on the wall when that principal called that woman in for a conference. "Oh, Stephanie, bless your heart. I know you meant well, sweetie, but the coyote doesn't help people. They have no regard for human life. They only care about money and power. They're a criminal enterprise. Normally I'd fire you, but we know that when we hired a Stephanie, spelled with an F instead of a PH, that you were going to be special. And you're special. So that's on me, Stephanie, with an F. I take full responsibility for that one. What I'm going to have you do is write on the blackboard 1,000 times that, quote, coyotes do not help people, not in all caps. Then during your lunch period, I'm going to need you to slap the erasers out in the parking lot, and I'm going to need you to put the blue ink in the mimeograph machine for 2 weeks. Also, I'm going to be sending a letter home to your husband letting him know what you've done. Now get out of my office and try not to raise money for Antifa, Black Lives Matter, coyotes, the cartel, or ISIS." Can you imagine what that school announcement would have sounded like?
"Good morning, students. Here are your daily announcements here at Mount Pleasant High School. Just a reminder that there will be a pep rally today in the gymnasium for our girls' volleyball team during lunch, and all students are encouraged to attend. Speaking of lunch, if you're hungry today, it's Tex-Mex Day in the cafeteria, so go ahead and enjoy some quesadillas and tacos. Also, we have a new student here at Mount Pleasant. Please welcome Miguel Santos, a freshman who comes to us from Mexico. Miguel's family still needs to pay the human trafficker who smuggled him into the country, so we'll be having a bake sale on Thursday to help raise money for the Los Zetas Drug Cartel Group. They're the ones who facilitated the smuggling, and Miguel still owes them about $3,000. And you know, the Los Zetas always get their money. And Friday, we'll be enjoying Hawaiian Shirt Day, so go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt to school on Friday. That's it for today's announcements. Have a good day, students."
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Hey, how you doing? This is nutritional consultant at Orangefield High School, Orangefield, Texas. Is you hungry today? Here's what we have it. Hot dog with chili, fruit variety, a bell pepper with some light dressing, That sounds nasty. Shh. Chili beans. Frito pie. Ooh, do they still make Frito pie? You know that's going to be good. I hope y'all hungry.
KPRC-TV has discovered that the city of Houston is overcharging homeowners more than 10 times what they're supposed to charge them for the water they use because city employees are incorrectly reading their water meters. City officials were basically apathetic to the errors until KPRC-TV stepped in to demand answers. As one homeowner said, just the accountability from management up through the mayor is just not there.
Sir, you must be new around here.
Does that surprise you?
Right down the meter is reading 10,384, so they would actually bill me as if this said 103,000.
That's a big difference.
It's 10 times as much water.
Richie Kamak and his neighbors at the Grove at Oak Forest are drained.
Because nothing makes sense. Everything's inconsistent.
They hit me with a 40,000 gallons of usage and a $972 water bill.
Their homes are brand new, and so are the water meters the city of Houston installed. That means their meters all started at zero. But after just 1 month, the new homeowners realized something was way off.
Our usage shot up to 20,000 gallons, 32,000 gallons, with me just doing regular things like, you know, washing clothes.
Kamak is a civil engineer. He realized the problem when he asked a water department supervisor to explain how they read the meters. She sent him this snapshot from the city's internal manual that instructs staff to read the first four numbers. So this meter would read 21,872 gallons. But the new meters the city installed here have a different readout, one less digit before the decimal at the front. It means instead of reading this as 6,400 gallons, the customer would be charged for 64,000 gallons.
These are brand new.
These are brand new. The meters work fine. It's the city not setting them up, not knowing how to set them up, not reading the manual, not contacting the manufacturer. It's very easy.
But it was not easy getting the city to listen. Kamak spoke with multiple supervisors. Even a field technician sent to look at the meters seemed to agree with them. The water department updated its manual to add Kamak's picture and notify staff that some newer meter models have three numbers after the decimal point. But the city said that wouldn't change the way they read them.
I was just baffled. How can you say it's one thing, but then decide you're going to continue to bill for something else?
We reached to the city in December. It assigned a caseworker to these neighbors. And after a month, the city of Houston told us it discovered 58 customer accounts were misread and billed incorrectly. All of their outstanding bills have now been cleared and corrected. Their meters replaced.
Prior to talking to you, I don't think we were getting any traction.
Kamak said the city did thank him for bringing the error to their attention, but there was no apology.
Just the accountability up through management and up through the mayor, it's just not there. Nobody's owning this problem.
So we also followed up with the city to ask, what about the builder who was paying for the water going through those meters before customers bought the homes? In Kamak's instance, his meter showed that 8 gallons of water had passed through the meter before the account was set up in his name. So that would mean that the builder was charged for 8,000 gallons of water. And this is now months ago. The city told me it is now reviewing all of the closed accounts that were in the developer or the builder's name to see what money they are now due back.
Michelob Ultra.
It's a third world country at the city of Houston. You got the mayor's friend on the payroll at the airport as an executive intern making $100,000 a year. You've got the guy at the housing department claiming that the mayor intervened to give the contract for millions and millions of dollars to his 30-year business partner. The mayor fires the housing director, who, by the way, will get a whistleblower payout from you, the taxpayer. And says, oh, I didn't know that was my old law partner for 30 years who got that. You got the mayor's chief of staff who's already pled guilty to taking bribes. And on and on and on. Of course they can't read the water meter. Third world country.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight.
There's a woman named Marissa. Lisa Hansen, who's doing wonderful work in Harris County as a citizen journalist. She has a Substack, which is a kind of like the modern-day blog so that independent writers can get paid for their content. You can follow her for $5-$10 a month. I don't know what it costs. You can support her work. But she's doing the work that no one else will do, and she's like a pit bull on a bone. She has not let up. She has recently revealed, it was public documents, but nobody else went through it, that Lena Hidalgo spent $600,000 on a law firm in the fall. The second of the two $300,000 payments to her lawyer was made the day before the election. So they waited till as late as possible that it wouldn't be seen, so the voters wouldn't see that she had spent this money. And by the time it came out on the election returns, she would have either won or lost the election. But we know she couldn't lose the election because the election was rigged. Marissa Hansen has a new post about 121 polling locations with no ballots. And as the kids say, she brings receipts. She points out, for instance, that at Salyards Middle School, they allocated 600 ballots, but they got 1,037 votes. You don't have to be a math genius to figure out when you have more votes cast at a location than they have ballots, something is very wrong. She notes KHOU 11 compared ballot paper packets allocated to the number of votes cast and discovered 121 voting centers did not initially receive enough ballot paper to cover voter turnout. The county allotted each of the locations 6 ballot paper packets, or enough for 600 ballots. But the total votes cast exceeded that amount, sometimes by hundreds of ballots. For example, 946 Election Day ballots were cast at the Bel Air Civic Center, 990 at Warner Elementary School, and 1,037 at Salyards Middle School. At 52 voting centers, less paper than 2018 votes cast was sent. In other words, they were sending paper as if fewer people would be voting in this election. 2018, also a midterm, so not a presidential election, so the voting turnout would be lower. The story on which she's reporting is based on an investigative report by Jeremy Rogowski, who does great work at KHOU.
Elections Administrator Clifford Tatum has been dodging us for weeks.
Yeah, just a moment. I talked to you about paper ballots. Well,
refusing to answer questions on the record about the Election Day paper shortage.
How does this happen? How do you run out of paper?
I've never heard anything so basic as running out of ballots.
Voters and election judges demanded answers, but the county's analysis of the shortage was largely inconclusive. So KHOU 11 Investigates did its own analysis using the county's own records. We found when 121 polls opened on Election Day, they did not get enough ballot paper. Take Salyards Middle School. The county allocated 600 paper ballots, but voters here cast more than 1,000 total votes.
It was worse than what we even knew.
She's Cindy Siegel.
And there's no excuse in my mind.
Chair of the Harris County Republican Party, which has a pending lawsuit against the Elections Administration Office. Ensuring enough paper to go around, she said, should not be that difficult.
The obvious thing is to go and look at history.
Election officials told us they did look at historical data to estimate paper supply, but we found a problem there too. On Election Day, 52 voting centers got less paper in 2022 than ballots cast in 2018. Look at these 3 locations. They got 600 paper ballots in 2022 after more than 1,000 ballots were cast 4 years earlier.
Instead of meeting the 2018 numbers, they basically gave them half as much. Does that make any sense?
No. It's mismanagement at best. We as Harris County voters deserve better.
But again, try asking Election Administrator Tatum about all of this.
How about I'll set up something with you next week?
Why don't we do it right here? We've been asking for weeks.
I'll talk with you after I have a meeting with the commission on Tuesday, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Well, at tomorrow's meeting, at least one county commissioner, Tom Ramsey, is expected to have some tough questions for Tatum. The administrator has previously said supplemental paper was delivered to polls throughout Election Day, but his office has not disclosed how much was sent or where.
Let's review. Isabel Longoria, the Chasmono-looking creature, was brought in to be the new elections administrator. Now, remember, historically, for decades, Harris County elections were administered by an elected official. That elected official was a Democrat who was independently elected and had the job of administering the election. Rodney Ellis, driving the process, told Lena Hidalgo, and they put together the team, and they said, oh, no. We can't risk that we can control that person. That's an independent elected person, even though it's a Democrat. That's how the process has worked forever. We need somebody that we can control because they may get high-minded and not do what we tell them if they're an independently elected official. So they created, they had the majority on Commissioner's Court. They created an elections administrator who would administer the election. Oh, this was going to be good. So they bring in Isabel Longoria. So it oversees the election. 10,000 ballots come up missing. It is allowed to stay on the job for 6 more months to get a retirement and get a fat paycheck. And then it was replaced by Clifford Tatum, who was carefully curated, sought out, recruited from Washington, D.C., because this is his specialty, is cheating. He's brought in, and his whole job is to say, I don't know what we did wrong. I guess we accidentally didn't send him the paper. I'm going to investigate and get to the bottom of it once this election's over and all. And so he did. Now we've got this little song and dance. And I bet you he's going to probably, we're going to do better next time. We have to. We're going to do better now that we've won.
It's the Michael Berry Show. You know, but I'm still willing. Out on the road, late last night, I see my pretty Alice in every headline. If you give me weed, white, and wine, and you show me a sign, and I'll be willing to be moving.
Become the third state to enshrine school choice into law, joining Arizona and Iowa. Corey DeAngelis of the American Federation for Children says a universal school choice revolution has ignited, adding that Arkansas, Florida, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas may soon follow. Over the weekend, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox signed into law House Bill 215, which establishes the Utah Fits All Scholarship Program, providing funding for the program as well as boosted teacher pay. House Bill 215 provides students with $8,000 in state funds that can be used towards private school tuition and other education-related expenses. The program is capped at $42 million and 5,000 participants for its first year. The legislation also increased annual teacher salaries in the state by $6,000. Despite this, the legislation faced universal opposition from numerous public education groups, including the State Board of Education and the Utah Education Association. Governor Cox said in a release statement, "School choice works best when we adequately fund public education and we remove unnecessary regulations that burden our public schools and make it difficult for them to succeed." We are especially appreciative of our teachers and education leaders who helped push for more accountability measures, which were not included in the original bill. DeAngela says, a universal school choice revolution has ignited. Utah is the second state this year to go all in on empowering families with education freedom, and it's only January. Red states are now engaging in friendly competition to fund students, not systems. Iowa already passed universal school choice this year. The UH Public Policy Institute did a rather extensive survey poll that I read to you from last week about opinions on gambling in the state of Texas, particularly casinos. Another of the issues that same poll tackled was school choice. And it turns out that for the first time, we always knew that certain demographics were for school choice. But now we're finding that inner city parents, including inner city black parents, are now supportive of school choice. That is the death knell to the old system. Imagine if the restaurant industry, which I like to use because everybody eats at a restaurant at some point or another. You may not eat out every night, every day, but you do eat out. Imagine if the restaurant industry was run on the model of the public school, where nobody gets fired, ever. Where you have a sense that the customer, which is the taxpayer, has no role in the school. You know, when I was growing up, parents would come to the school and sit in the back of the class. If a parent's child was misbehaving, they would ask the school for permission. And if he was misbehaving in Ms. Dowden's class, there would come Bobby Thompson's dad, and he would come and sit in the back of the class one day. And oh, the shame for Bobby. Oh, the embarrassed Bobby. Bobby, your dad's here, dude. Oh, I know. He's going to sit in on the class. Are you serious? Yeah. Why? Because he's an idiot. Oh, my. All right, dude, I got to go. Hey, Bobby Thompson's dad's in the back of the class. He's in the back of the class. He's going to sit through the class. Are you serious? Why? Because he got in trouble with Ms. Dowden, I guess. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the embarrassment? Go into class. Bobby Thompson, I want to move you up to the front today instead of being back there behind Wendy and pulling her pigtails all day. Bobby slams his book, stands up, walks to the front of the class. I'm going to put you right here. And she stands over the desk right here. You remember those desks that would have the thick metal under? You put your books under the bottom and you have the little desktop on the top. They used to have the wood with the veneer over plywood, but then they went to the plastic because people would write on that wood. They'd peel that wood off. Anyway, so there she'd tap on it till he came in that desultory fashion. He would put his books down. And she'd say, okay, now then. We have a special guest today, Bobby's dad, Mr. Thompson. Everybody kind of turned. And then you turn to look at your books. Hilarious. Bobby's in a world of hurt. He has never felt that level of shame ever before, and maybe not since. Being sentenced to prison is probably not as bad as that right there. That was a sentence right there on the spot. His dad's trying to step in. But when your dad's a plant worker, and you're like, you know, my kid's going to straight and narrow, or he's going to screw up, and I'm not going to let him screw up. If he screws up, it's going to be despite everything I have to do. I have no shame. All I want is the best for my kid. And the class is awkward. Let's be honest. It's not a typical class. Ms. Dowden is over. She's overdoing it. You know, she's overly nice, enunciating. When she asks questions, she's solicitous in a way that she wouldn't normally be. She's very attentive. And then the class is over. And Bobby shoots out of there. And his dad feels like, okay, I got my point across. What would happen if parents came back into the classroom at public schools, sat in the back? The sad thing is, I wonder how many kids' parents would be willing, even if they could afford to, because they have jobs during the day. How many parents would care enough to go and see exactly what's going on? Oversight, accountability, responsibility, consequences. That's how you get results in everything I've ever done. Whether it's your weight loss, whether it's training for a marathon, whether it's training for a sporting event, training for an exam, building a company. If you lack those things, you will fail. And our public schools lack those things. So give parents choices so good schools will be rewarded.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.